This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy's in concussion protocol after last week's loss in Green Bay. His playing status is uncertain, meaning backup Max Brosmer comes to the forefront for either practice this week or potentially the game in Seattle this weekend. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
A ton of confidence in Max. All he's done since he's been here is show up every single day and respond and answer the bell, whether it's stepping in, you know, for some reps when guys were dinged up previously this year with the first group.
O'Connell says who plays QB will be a medical decision, not a football one. The Wolves blew another late lead and lost for a second straight game, this time to a struggling Sacramento team in overtime, 117-112. Minnesota blew a 10-point lead with 3 minutes to play, just 3 days after blowing an 8-point lead with around a minute to play in Phoenix. Center Rudy Gobert.
Can't do that. I want to be a championship champion. Can't do that. End of the game, down up 10, down 3, down 5, no matter what happened before, you know, we gotta find a way to have our spirit high and the spirit of a champion to try to always believe.
Anthony Edwards had 43 points. The Gopher women's basketball team beat South Florida in the Bahamas yesterday, 57-45. Head coach Don Plitzewhite.
I really think that this crew wants to do a lot of things at a really high level, and you know they're figuring things out. And I thought we defended at an incredibly high level today.
The Gophers are now 5-1. They'll play Alabama tomorrow in the Bahamas. The season is over for the Minnesota United. They lost in the MLS playoffs at San Diego 1-0 last night. Head coach Eric Ramsey.
I think it's probably a little microcosm of our season, I would say, in that we were super competitive. We were in the game all the way through, restricted them to very little in the way that we do typically.
This is MNN Sports.